Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A week from tomorrow, Boston voters go to the polls in the preliminary election for mayor of Boston. Larry DeCara has been through it all. After serving on the Boston City Council from 1971 through 1981, he ran for mayor unsuccessfully in 1983. Just like the current race, the 83 contest featured an open seat for mayor and a crowded field, so today's candidates could take a leaf out of DeCara's book. Literally. That's because Larry DeCara has just released a memoir of his political experiences and observations called Turmoil and Transition in Boston. We talked about it with him and started by asking DeCara why he decided to first run for city council in 1971 when he had no experience and was just a newly minted Harvard graduate.
Bob, I studied the numbers. I had a simple computer program. I analyzed the city elections and found that there were pockets of people who were likely to vote for someone like me. It was really very simple, that there were Italian people in the city who would likely vote for an Italian candidate, and there were people in Dorchester likely to vote for someone from Dorchester, and there were people who had gone to Harvard or similar schools who might vote for someone with a similar education. And when we counted the votes in 1971, 61,000 in total, I got my best turnouts in those neighborhoods. So my predictions were correct.
And yet, at 22, you almost immediately had your sights set on being the mayor of Boston.
Oh, I've been interested in being mayor since I was 14 or 15. And one can make the case that most anyone on the city council thinks about being mayor. So that's not a big surprise.
There were 9 candidates in that race in 83, very crowded field. 30 years later, there are 12 running now in 2013. Does it feel a little like deja vu?
It is. It's very strange. Truth be told, it's the first open election since 1983. And as we sit here, I couldn't tell you who the next mayor of Boston will be. There's a number of candidates out there who could put the pieces together in the last days of the campaign and be in the final. It is interesting. I have sat at candidates' forums. This time I'm sitting on the floor before I was sitting on the stage. It's a very different feeling. I've winced when some of the candidates have said things that maybe didn't make a lot of sense. And I've smiled on more than one occasion when they've referenced some of the things I did, some of the things I stood for. That's a good feeling.
There's a lesson playing out, probably more than one, but a very clear lesson playing out 30 years later, the link between City of Boston geography and political support. And I mention it because you write in the book how you went to see a labor leader from South Boston seeking his support for that race in 1983 and were stunned when he said he was backing Ray Flynn, another of the candidates, the guy who eventually went on to become mayor, even though in the past that Flynn had opposed some of the projects this labor group wanted approval for. But the reason he said he was supporting Flynn is that Ray Flynn was from South Boston as well, just like him.
He said, he's from Southie, we're from Southie, don't waste your time. I remember it like it were yesterday. Great guy, Charlie Spillane. And that was a lesson I learned, that despite the fact that I had voted had a great labor record on all the major building trades battles of the 70s and 80s, that it wasn't enough.
You see neighborhood ties and political strength in those neighborhoods being a huge factor in this race for mayor 30 years later, at least in the preliminary election coming up September 24th?
In the preliminary, it's very important. I see enormous energy in South Boston and Dorchester, most of it for Marty Walsh. I see energy for Robbie Consalvo in Hyde Park, for John Conley in West Roxbury, for Dan Conley, various places. I see energy for John Barrows and Charlotte Golar Ritchie in certain neighborhoods. Mike Ross has a broad appeal. I can close my eyes and take a look at the map of the city and almost predict who will do well where in the preliminary election. Geography is very important. I would argue when we're down to 2 candidates, much less important in November.
You came in a distant fourth in that preliminary election in 83 behind Ray Flynn and behind State Representative Mel King, and then you were out of politics.
I've spent 30 years practicing law, being a good citizen, being a good dad, and I'm very happy.
Larry DeCara, thank you very much for coming in. Great read with the book. Appreciate your time.
Great to be here, Bob.
That's Larry DeCara, former Boston City Councilor and Council President and one-time candidate for mayor. He's just released a new memoir titled Turmoil and Transition in Boston.